Blog Talk Radio.
Track of time, but here we are, you guys. I'm gonna have to cut it short tonight though, because I got too much to do, man. I got so much to do, it's crazy. But how you guys doing, man? How's your week? It's Wednesday. This is Hump Day with Harrell. This is Harrell. We're hanging out tonight, playing a little music, you know, talking about the weekend, big KPX weekend, man. I'm really excited. It's gonna be a big turnout, especially for my class, the Masters 206 class. It's going to be a stacked field, I believe, you know. It's going to be tough, man. I'm going to be lucky to even finish this race. There's so many good people, you know. Hopefully they run a B main, and maybe I'll be in the B main. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be in the B main. But let's hang out, all right? We'll hang out for a little bit. We'll check it out. We'll play a few songs, and I'll be right back. I'll try to get everything organized here in the studio. And we'll do this dang thing, all right? Glad you're hanging out tonight. It's Wednesday, Hump Day with Harrell. Let's get over it together. Exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Entendre, double entendre. When you hating, I get money, then I double up.
Wired, wave your hands, scream louder. If you smoke inside,
control. Cause Mr. Mina said,
get your baggage off the wall.
Me when they heard me in the other way, so it's only right that I hit you with a hurricane.
Yeti, like me. Haters wanna fight me. Yeti, mad, cause I came up overnight, B. Yeah, I switched it up, I got a nine-cuff tight, B. So you better do the right thing, like Spidey. Yeah, I'm super clean, rock jeans with a white tee. Songs, but my n***a to bite me. If you ask it figures, you'll be just like me. Yeti, mad, cause I'm shining like the light, B. Talking about, yup, in they mother old bag. He ain't real, you know that. Muhammad, where they sold that. You stepping on these like a motherfucker, dope man. When I hit the scene, they call me cold. Going crazy, yeah, I think they need some pros. We the hottest thing in the market, and you know that. Go show stuff, and she don't wanna go back. Second bitch, baby, so we still can't stop it.
When I do it, it's something like Thriller in Manila, man. Known as a killer man. Fresh from the dealer, man. So. No cool iller than 10 acres of land, and I got about $1 million worth of cars in my front yard. I'm from the place in ATL where young start hard. Ooh, I think they like me when they heard me on the other one. So it's only right that I hit you with another one. Remix, we get busy over here. No sleep, no stay up on they grizzly over here. We young, we fly. And we gon' stay flashy till the day that we die.
Oh, I think they like me. 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 Oh, I think they like me.
They don't wanna fight me. I'm snatching your ass up. First actor. First skin bug. Majestic getting shredded while I'm twirling and switching sword. T-shirt strap together. Red shirt, white people. Self-made, self-paid. We lounge around in our white tee. Black shirt, but get down in your brown seat. Muhammad throwback, who's for the jersey by Ali? And if he made one,
hell nah, they don't fight me.
I'm all about my cash, riding around with a nice piece. Hip piece, ice piece, they straight up like me. You heard pimpin' player,
they shine so bright.
Don't stand so close, vision blurs with ice blitz. Spent my whole squad, no, you can't even touch a thug. Roll out the red carpet, high five.
Well, that's
showing
red carpet,
Harry Beretta, town shadow, we trend setters. I'm a franchise.
With the windows up on Deuce Bowl, Turbo, can you paint brand new? Think I ain't same chick, same click, more bricks in the bank. No now, no round, throw down like brat. It ain't no showdown for no crown, I'm holding that.
That's right.
Face all on VH, paid great to this day. Been in love with the mic since Run DMC, what it way? I talk this way cause I'm gangster, a Chi-Town legend. I'm not ordinary people, it's a star in your presence.
That's right.
Don't icy that my earlobe hurt, but what it's worth, don't test me, I got the under the skirt.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking the die. Can't tuck that. Stay on my grind. I bust back. If I must act, can empty the stack. It's E to the R-A-T. Trust that I'm crazy. J.D. pays me. I'm
I'm Bad Weezy, Prince of the old town. Just got the wheels clean, so I'm riding slow now. I'm in the fast car, something like a NASCAR. If you wanna know how much it costs, you should ask, Paul. As far as the watch and chain, I drop some change. It's easy for me to cop them things. And I don't stop, I got rocks and rings. You know, the same size as a boxing ring. Swimming pool in the front, in the backyard. I ain't gotta act hard, I'm under 21 with a black card. And yeah, I know that was kind of a low blow, but the dope for the so-so don't come slow.
Oh, I think they like me. 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 Oh, I think they like me.
Oh, I think they like me when they heard me on the other one. So it's only right that I hit you with a hurricane. Oh, I think they like me when they heard me on the other one. So it's only right that I hit you with another one.
You can find me in St. Louis, where the gun play rings all day. Some got jobs and some sell yay. Others just smoke and fuck all day. Navigator waiting on the parking lot. A bad boy on the ride, rougher than the locks. I keep them both cops. Need the answer bringing. I tell my boys, have you seen her? Have you seen her? Nah,
Numerous shots with a fofo. Back on the token popo, smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the boatload. Fuck that on the run by gun high when I close. Let that pole do some got clothes. Stop your bullshit, Glock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the pool spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga laying a shot when the pool hit. Hey, my high you, no niggas wanna buy you. You see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got belly. Take a spot, make you feel it inside your belly. If it's tight, get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up inside to tell me side to side. You can say, JC, you're too much for me.
I am a little bit of loneliness. A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, and it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you, turn your back like you always do, face the way and pretend that I'm not, I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Got a con.
same place with the rhymes been in. So all I do is rap sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how it's going on my last set. Rapping fight like I'm blasting the tech. Never jam though, never get high, never run out of ammo. Niggas hating the shit, cause they chase a bitch. Now you pay for it, I know what made you sick. And now you're out your role, but you never had one. No, not a carry your hoe. Wanna marry your hoe. Now she's mad at me, cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp with a tragedy. She wants us to end, cause I fucked a friend. She gave me one more chance, and I fucked up again. I seen the tears and she busted in. I said, shit, there's a draft. Shut the door, bitch, come on in.
I am a little bit insecure, a little unconfident. You don't understand, I do what I can, but sometimes it don't make sense. I am what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what to do, I can't convince you, but what's just to hear me out. So I let go of watching you, turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not, I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
What up, what up? Harrell here. How you guys doing tonight, man? Hope you're hanging in there. We're going to cut it short tonight. I've just got too much to do. And, man, I'm finding out that everyone's going out to practice Thursday and practicing Friday and practicing Saturday. This isn't good, man. This isn't good. All this practice is going to make them people faster because you know how you get faster? You practice. That's why I practice a lot because I'm so dang slow. But I don't know. Let's hang out again. All right. We're going to be back Monday this weekend, man. Do not forget about the KPX race at Blue Max Kart Club. All right. Bev's really working her butt off out there. Speaking of that, they sponsor our second hour of Hump Day with Harrell every single week. The first hour is sponsored by Mad Dog Motorsports. They really help us out over here. Keep us going, you know, with the things we need. And, man, I really appreciate them. So if you guys want to ever get into karting, man, go out to Blue Max. Talk to Bev. She's a great lady. She's really awesome. Friendliest lady you've ever met. Do anything for you. Mad Dog Motorsports, you need parts. You know, you need a coach. You need a mechanic. I mean, whatever your needs are in karting, go talk to Mad Dog because he's got you covered, all right? Big, big weekend, man. Over 100 karts. So let's do this, man. Come on out and just check it out. You know, if you ever thought about going to check it out for a minute, you know, and check out some karting, this would be a good weekend to go check out because I'm telling you, it's going to be big, man. It's going to be a big, busy weekend. You know, we got people coming from LA. I think there's some East Coasters coming even, you know, there's Fresno guys are coming. I mean, it's going to be big, man. It really is. So let's do that. Okay. Let's go check it out. Come over and see me. We'll be pitted with Mad Dog Motorsports. Come over and see Mad Dog himself and any other of the team, you know. Come check it out. See what it's all about, all right? This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
You could fly me to the moon, bury me underneath the sun. I don't think that you're the only one that hides behind the gown. Why don't you just sit on the couch? Don't even try to move your mouth. I think I'm getting tired of everything, everything. You never wanna be for me. Never wanna be for me.
How y'all doing out there? All right. Thanks for hanging with me. I got a special guest that just called in. I didn't think we were going to get anybody tonight, but we have got Bev Track Mom Bam with us, a.k.a. T-Ma. I gave her a little gangster name now, and I'm digging it. How you doing, T-Ma?
Hey, I'm doing good.
All right. You getting ready for a big weekend, huh?
Oh, man, dude. I'm running around like I got the gangster patrol of zombies chasing me.
I thought you weren't running anymore. It was a little rough.
My eyes are all swollen. They're swollen, black and blue. But you know that's what you got to do when you got the biggest race around coming. I've been fielding calls for 2.5 weeks, asking me when they can come practice, when they can park, when they can camp. And dude, I mean, this is epic.
Right. Right. I mean, it's I've heard people from L.A., people from back east even are going to be here, a couple people maybe. The Fresno boys are coming. I mean, it's a stacked field, man. There's going to be some big classes, I think. That master's class is going to get a little hairy.
It's big. It's big. Dude, I got whispers of a guy that's in the Army taking a leave, coming clear out from New York. So, I mean, it's nutso. I mean, we got people coming down from Washington. We got a whole team coming over from Reno area, Carson City, Redding, L.A., Fresno has got a big team coming up. I mean, these cats, they just got done doing the International Karting Federation Nationals down in Santa Maria. And they are rolling, and they're rolling up our way, you know, trying to lay down some track times and do battles.
Great.
And you can hang with them. I've seen you drive out there. I watch you.
Oh, man, Ma, I'm a little nervous now. That's going to be a big field. And Oh, boy.
This is the
first race.
You'll be good.
I hope
we'll
so. This is the first time I'm really nervous.
We'll fire you up on the grill. Before you put your helmet on, we'll pull your hair, smack you in the butt, and tell you to get out there and get some.
Okay, all right. We'll take that. But it's like the first time that I'm kind of a little bit nervous, you know what I mean? Like going, man, it's going to be a stacked field. I'm really going to have my game face on there, you know? I've been pretty lucky, you know, in the beginning of the season, and everyone's kind of shaking the dust off, and all of a sudden everyone's stepping it up and going faster, and I've just got old Betsy. My card is just, you know, I call it the hoopty, and I don't know about that old thing, man. There's a lot of nice carts out there, and I got some old shoes I got on there, and I got an old cart, and we're going to get out there, and we're going to race with the guys up front. That's what we're going to do.
But, you know, driving and racing is like a chess match. If you just kind of lay back and watch and let them guys do battle and just sneak right on by them, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. You know, it's not always the fastest guy in the field that takes that win. You know, how many times
do
you see that in NASCAR? You know, they draft right on by. The leaders are banging and going sideways right at the finish line. And here comes the guy from, you know, sixth place that swoops in and grabs that win.
Right. Last race, Mr. Rossi, Chris Rossi, he ran the fourth slowest lap, and he won the race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He ran like whatever his time was the other three guys he was dicing with, they all ran faster laps than him. But I think he was just consistent every lap, and he won the race, you know? I was only a tenth off of him, and he won.
Well, you know, that's what it takes. You know, one of the things that we just keep chirping in everyone's ear is fair and even playing field. And, I keep saying I don't care who you are. I'll black flag you. I'll have my guys go after you. You know, if you drive dirty out there or drive crazy, you know, you're going to get that black flag smacked at you. You know, Phil Hand, he loves that black flag now. You know, I gave him a free-for-all with it, and, you know, he's eyeballing. He's eagle-eyeing all of you guys out there, you know, just waiting to swoop and you know, fling that thing at you. And, you know, Hall Bash, I'll give you a heads up, man. We got two of the best track directors, race directors on track this weekend. We don't have one. We got two of the masters out there. And these guys aren't playing. you know. And like last race, we had a little scrimmage going. You know, they were beating and banging in the senior class, and we put two of our hot dogs. I mean, one of the hot dogs we stuck from the – they were running for first and second, dude. He has Duffy's, which is the biggest thing you can get out there, is a Duffy with IKF. He's got Duffy's to his name. He's got Eagles. I mean, I'm not going to say names, but this guy is, you know, the bomb. He got to banging around. They got to playing a little too rough out there, and we dinged these boys. We put them from first and second, and basically we moved three in the front of the pack to the rear, and one of those guys came back up and got second place last race. You know,
right.
He just
I don't
put
want
his head down.
Yeah, you don't want to mention Kim's name, but.
No, I'm not going to mention names now, dude. Don't be doing that. But, you know, I walked over and I gave him the mama bear hug and I said, you know, I love y'all, but, you know, you deserve to be in the back. And they just kind of, you know, gave me the puppy dog eyes. And I said, don't be giving me that. You know where you're going now. You know, no favoritism.
Right.
And they took it like a man and they went to the back. And I told them, I warned them. I said, dude, they're watching you extra hard. And, you know, you touch anyone on the way to the front, they're going to ding you again. And one of our boys, he went, you know, straight up and got second place. You
that's
know?
Amazing.
That's, dude, I mean, he put it down and didn't touch a person. I mean, that was some serious
right.
driving skill out there.
That
and,
was.
You know, that's all we want. That's all
right.
we want out
so
there. Is
for
we
all
want
you people listening out
home.
Here, don't mess around because, you know, they're on you guys. You know what I mean? And you don't want to be. It's a bad feeling when you get shoved to the back of the pack. You know what I mean? I've had to start in the back, not for any black flag or reason or anything, but because of, you know, I had some misfortune in qualifying. But it's tough, man. It's tough to get back up there. You're pretty much, unless you're just something special, then it's tough to get back up there. I mean, ask Kemp. You mm-hmm. know, he couldn't get around me for until I broke my chain. So Kemp knows how hard it is to pass out there.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, what they say is the slower a guy is, the wider they get.
Yeah, I was so wide that day when he was behind me. I was trying to make myself, I mean, wider than wide could ever be.
Yeah.
And I did.
You know,
I held
yeah.
him off for 10 laps and I broke that chain, you know, and it was, I was sad. I was celebrating. I did a little premature celebration and I said, yes. And I was like, I'm going to beat him. There's no way he can get around me. You know, I got this. I got the drive out of this corner and bang, popped the chain. Two guys went around me. I got seventh instead of fifth, you know. So a lot of things can happen. You know, that can happen up front. And maybe I can get up there. I would really like to get a KPX trophy. That's what
yeah.
I would like to do this season. You know, I'd really like to. It's a big event. I mean, it's like a national caliber event. There's a lot of good drivers in there. These are all ex-champions in the Masters, you know. They've all
oh,
went
yeah.
through the seniors
well,
and went through the junior ones their whole lives. And there's just some fast, fast guys out there. It's something else, man. I'll
well,
tell
these
you.
Guys are champion chess players, basically. I mean, these guys, a lot of them have been driving since they were, you know, kid kart days. I've known a lot of these drivers. And, you know, not that I'm that old. It's just that they are. But I've watched these kid karts come up through the field, and they got – multiple championships against them. They've driven, you know, all the fastest things there are from shifters and tag carts and ICCs and, you know, get out on the road course and go over 100 miles an hour sitting an inch off the ground, you know.
Right.
You don't have no belts on. You don't have no roll bars. I mean,
right.
I haven't been there. You know, I can get beat by a kid cart, to be honest, you know, but I get my adrenaline rush by watching everyone else out there,
right?
By photography and living the dream, you know, with that breeze in my face. But
speaking of photography, can we buy pictures from a guy? If you know, does he sell us the pictures, or what's the deal with that? Let's talk a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah, you know, we need to hook that up. I had a website up for years and years, and I just kind of stepped away from it a little bit. I got over 300 pictures out there, you know, over the years that I've taken, which is crazy amount. It's like mileage on a car. But, you know, I need to talk to Rob about that and get him hooked up and get him a little website, because he's another volunteer. He goes out there and spends his time doing what he loves, and just shooting the races. I've done that for years. And, you know, I never charged a lot. I charged, you know, $10, $15 for 8x10 from people. And it just basically paid a little bit towards my gas, you know, for driving up and down the state and around. But Rob's a great photographer. You know, he's right there in the mix. And I'll probably have my camera, you know, flung over my shoulder and shooting some shots off there in the infield here and there. And
shooting shots with your camera, not shots out of your paintball gun, right?
Oh, you know, dude, I would have so much less money expense if I was able to give my corner workers paintball guns, because we would be having so much fun. The problem is we would have to make sure that they did it to the right guys that deserve it, you know, because they'd be shooting anybody. It would be too much
fun.
They
would. They'd be hunting me down just because they wanted to shoot me.
Yeah. we would be having fun, but, you know, that's kind of dangerous. It's a fantasy, you know, fantasy dream, and we play and we talk, you know, all kinds of smack about, you know, what we'd like to do. But, you know, basically we love all of you, and all we want is a good, safe racing out there. You know, we want everyone to go home at the end of the day. I don't want to sit on the asphalt holding someone's hand and making jokes with them, trying to keep them from crying because they hurt so bad, you know.
Right.
We can't have none of that.
I've been there, man. It's not good, you know. It's not good, you know. I mean, I hit so hard, I don't remember a week of my life. I had such a bad concussion. I just lost a whole week of my life one time, and it's like, that's a scary thing, you know, to just all of a sudden come to and go, yeah, I remember going to the racetrack. I picked up all the people like, no, you didn't do anything. You were walking around. I'm like, oh, I was? I don't remember a thing, you know. It's a little scary,
you
know.
The dirt's pretty hard, and that asphalt's even harder yet. You know, and you get a cart, we have open wheels out there, and they touch and they go over. And, you know, there's nothing scarier through my camera, you know, watching a cart go over and shooting it, you know, and knowing who they are. I know, you know, pretty much 90% of the field out there I'm watching. I've known them and either know them really closely and good friends with them, or I've known them in passing. But, you know, to know somebody that you're watching, you know, get hurt, and you know when you get to them that it's not good. You know, we've been really fortunate. You know, the motorcycle guys are the ones that break bones. You know, the go-kart guys don't get a lot of broken bones. It's pretty rare. But when it happens, it really lays them up bad. So
I mean, there's on average in the AFMs, one person passes every year. You know, we lose one person a year. That's the average. You know, maybe not one this year, but two next year. And it's every year it takes somebody, you know what I mean? And it's just racing, you know what I mean? That's what I think we like about it, is there's that possibility of something really bad happening, and it's just the risk that you take, you know? And I mean, that's part of the adrenaline, you know what I mean? But it is scary. We saw it with Steve Kemp, you know, he was right next to me when I watched the guy drive right up his back and right over him. And it was like, last thing I remember is Kemp's face just getting shoved into his steering wheel. And was like, oh wow. And I saw the bottom of a cart, you know, and about 6 feet up in the air. And it was something else, you know. It was my first big, you know, hoorah that I got to be a part of. Not really a part of, but was right next to and saw everything happen. And it was a little humbling, you know.
Yeah, but it bunches you up a little bit. You know, you think about it a lot more after you see that firsthand. But, you know, my son, he was a paramedic running in the ambulance with the motorcycles, and he used to tell me, he said, man, he said, don't ever let John, our other son, he said, don't ever let him race motorcycles. He said, those guys are nuts. I said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He said, you know how many compound fractures, and they want me to let him get back out on the bike? He's like, dude, your arm's half off. And they're like, no, man, I can still get in that heat. He's like, those guys are nuts.
That's what I was trying to do. I was like, I'm fine. I'm okay. And they kept asking me who the president was, and I kept telling them Osama bin Laden.
Oh, God.
They're like, no, that's not the president. And then my buddies are like, ask him something that he knows. He doesn't even probably know. That's not fair, you know? Then they asked me, do you know you're here racing motorcycles? And I said, I race motorcycles? All right. I got all excited. I race motorcycles? Sweet.
Yeah, that's time to party.
That's when they said, you're going to the hospital, bud. We're taking you in. They didn't fly me, but, I mean, usually when you hit your head, they automatically fly you. I got an ambulance ride, so. But I just, I just know that, you know, I want everyone to have a safe race out there too. We were there to have fun. You know what I mean? It is club racing. And I know that as a racer, we take it pretty serious. You know, that little trophy means a lot. You know what I mean? That's bragging rights right there. So we try hard for that, but let's just keep it clean out there, man. Bev's going to be watching us. We've got two guys out there, race directors watching us. We had Phil on the show last week, and you know he's going to be watching us, guys. I mean, he doesn't want to throw that black flag, but he's not scared to throw it. You know what I mean? He wants to keep it safe too, you know, and that's what he's all about. We had a long conversation after the show last week, and he's just all about it. He's a really, really good dude, man. I really like Hand, and I mean, he's just becoming a friend of mine, and he's just he's a classic guy. He's very much class he has, you know. And I feel much safer when he's flagging out there, you know, I really do. Cause I know he's got eyes. I know he's not kicking dirt in the corners. All your people, you know, they're not making smiley faces with their feet in the dirt over there in the corner. They're paying attention, you know, and that's what it takes to be safe. You know, as good corner workers watching, if someone spins out, not spacing out, so the next guy smashes them, or, you know, it's really kudos to all you corner workers, you know, and you, Bev, for keeping us safe out there, man, you know, cause it is bad stuff can happen, you know, especially with the open wheel, like you said, you know.
Oh, yeah. It happens in a heartbeat, too. But, you know,
right.
That's why we bring in extra crew and try to keep it as safe as we can out there for you guys. And, you know, we watch out for everybody. And reminder, you know, be out there Sunday. Watch everything. But, you know, don't dodge the gate, people. You got to have those wristbands on. We got to keep our track open. We need insurance. You know, it's not about us making a buck. It's about the insurance. And without insurance, we're not allowed to race.
Right. So good, man. I mean, you run a really tight ship, Bev, and it shows with the car count and with how smooth things go there. You guys, you run a really tight ship. You know, you and your crew are just, you guys do a great, great job, man. And I know that I appreciate it, and I'll guarantee you that everyone else does because, you know, that's all everybody talks about. You know, why does Blue Max have such a big cart count? And I said, well, because they run a good ship and they're nice people, and, you know, and people like it over there, you know. I mean, that means a lot. People want to get treated right, you know what I mean? They really do. They pay a lot of money to race and have a lot invested in it of time and money, and they want it to be a good experience, you know, and that's what you guys do is provide a good experience.
Yeah. Well, we're all about family. You know, we're going to be grilling and chilling all weekend long, you know, starting Friday. Basically, starting Thursday night, people are going to be rolled in their camp, and you know,
right.
Come on by, and you know, you don't need a wristband when it's not race day. So, if someone wants to come by and watch, you know, sit on the bleacher and take a peek at it, you'll be back on Sunday watching the real show.
Right. It's a good weekend to come out, people. Blue Max has a really nice little grandstand that's covered. You can get out of the sun. You don't have to be out in the sun. They've got some shade for you. I mean, it's right there. You can see the whole track. It's just a wonderful, wonderful facility out there. And it's ran top-notch. It's got top-notch drivers. I mean, everything about it is just A+. It's A++. So if you guys ever wanted to go see a kart race or go see some racing, it's a great weekend to get out there because there's going to be a lot of good caliber drivers there. So come on out to Blue Max. You know, they sponsor our second hour every time we have a show, and I mean, they do because they give back. You know what I mean? They, I mean, it's all volunteer, and they still give back. You know, I mean, everyone's a give around there, and that's what I really like. You know, I don't know. I'm very blessed to be part of that family. I really am. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so.
And don't forget tomorrow morning, turn on Good Day Sacramento. You're going to see Harrell live on TV, and his car is going around with Courtney in there.
Right. I'm going to be in my car. We're going to put Courtney in another one. I'm going to pull her around that thing. I'm going to have some fun with it.
Okay, there you go. There you go. I don't know if you talked about it earlier. I was busy on the phone with cart stuff, but.
Right. I wasn't sure if I should or not. I kind of mentioned it the other night. I'm like, kind of thought about it. I'm like, well, maybe, I don't know, you know, so. I wasn't
cool.
Spread the word too much, but yeah, Good Day Sacramento tomorrow. They're coming out doing a little article on Bev and the track, and we're going to get Courtney in a cart, and we're going to have a little fun. It'll be a good time. So tune in to Good Day Sacramento. I believe between 9 and 10 is when that segment will be. And maybe you'll learn a little something about the whole facility out there. You know, it's really, really, it's really fun. This is my first season of karting, and you're not going to be able to get me away. I'm going to be there forever. I'm in it to win it, man. I love it. I really do. It's a little safer than racing my motorcycles, and I get the same satisfaction, you know, the same adrenaline. It really is. Just racing. You know, I might have a chance to get in a dirt car next year, too. I actually had a friend, I can't mention any names yet, but that kind of came to me and said, what do you think about driving some dirt? And I said, well, I'll drive just about anything. I mean, I'll race just about anything, you know? I'm down. So I might be doing a little bit of dirt next year, too. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You know,
they
get out there and get going. So I don't know what you're doing on the radio. Why aren't you in the shop getting that cart ready?
Because I'm pretty dedicated to my show. You know, I'm dedicated to our listeners, but we are going to cut it short, man. I gotta do this. I got a sound system I got to dig up and get ready to bring out tomorrow, too. So I'm going to have a late night tonight. I always do. When it comes to race night, my girlfriend just says, you know, I'll see you later.
she knows what time
weekend.
It is.
Right, because I'm up till midnight, 1 in the morning for 4 or 5 nights in a row, and I get up at 5:30, go to work, come home, and jump back in the shop, you know. I was over at Mad Dog's earlier, and he's just busy as all get out, too. He's building other carts and getting his stuff together, and, oh, man, he is just a busy, busy boy.
Well, that's what happens when you got the top-notch team. I mean, he's got some serious dogs in his camp.
He does. I don't know if you heard, but I got signed on with Mad Dog.
Yeah.
I'm part of the team. I'm team now.
Awesome.
Man, I don't know.
Awesome.
I don't know how he decided that was okay, but he did, and I really appreciate that, man. He's a blessing. He's helped me so much already. You know what I mean? It's just awesome.
Yeah,
but,
I tell you, he runs a great show, and he's been around a lot of years. You know, he grew
right.
up with the best
right,
of the best.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
He talks highly of Hans' family. You know what I mean? That's where he learned a lot. That's where he gets his little hard ass from, the Hans.
Yep.
But you know, usually I do this at the end of the show. We've got Bev tonight. It's just Harrell's 2 cents, you know what I mean? And you guys take what you want and leave what you will. Usually I talk about family and being good to the kids and kids being good to the parents. But you know what? What's coming to me right now, because I always shoot from the hip and talk from the heart. It's about safety, you guys, all right? Let's just be safe out there this weekend. Let's be able to all throw high fives, you know, and because with this racing, it's really close. And I mean, it's really good racing. So let's just be safe out there. All you kids too, you know, play it safe, man. Make clean passes. You know, try hard, but be safe. You know, that's all. That's all I can say is be safe. Don't get any black flags. I hate to see any of you kids or any of you adults get put to the back of the pack, you know, and especially when you're doing good out front. So just keep it clean, and Bev won't have to pull out her paintball gun, all right? So safety, man, that's where it's at. That's my 2 cents from Harrell tonight. And Bev, thank you so much for being on the show. And, man, it's just a blessing. And we are going to get together. We're going to get in the studio, and we're just going to party it up one of these times. It's so much fun when we can get everyone just face-to-face and telling jokes, and it's really fun. So we'll do that, too. We'll try to get a live feed out at the track one of these times, and we'll do a show out there.
Yeah,
so,
August. Let's call it for August for family night. Let's do it.
All right. We'll do that. That'll be fun. But thanks to all our listeners, man. You guys make the show. Without you guys, I have nothing on the show, you know. And I love that we've, you know, it's all about karting, all about racing. I've actually talked to Phil to try to get maybe Joey on here one of these days. You know, that'd be kind of cool, too. You know, we'll get some big guys in here and talking to you guys. So I don't know if you guys know Joey Hamm, but he's the one that just won the 24-hour Le Mans in the new Mustang. He went out there and just crushed it. So maybe we'll get him on the show one of these days too, you know. So thanks for listening. Bev, thanks again, man. You do such a great job. I can't give you enough props, you know, and enough praise, because you guys, I know how much you guys make out there. Your big old paycheck's a zero. So, I mean, it's all volunteers. So, I mean, you guys, you're just dedicated, you know, and it shows. It really shows, Bev. So keep doing a good job like you're doing, and I think that place will be there forever if it gets ran like you do, you know. And I think so. And I think the car counts are just going to get bigger. The 206 class is going to get bigger. And, I mean, everything's just going to happen here. It's here to stay, you know, I think. So I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you, Bev. And I will see you guys out there. I'm going to be out there tomorrow. I'm going to probably, I don't know, be out there early. I'm going to be there early, but So come on out tomorrow, get some practice in. There's going to be a bunch of people tomorrow practicing. There's going to be a bunch of people Friday. There's a bunch of people Saturday. There's a bunch of people Sunday. So come on out, man. Have some fun. Bring your barbecue. We're going to have some music going. We're going to be partying. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun, fun weekend, man. Bring the family out. The kids love it out there. There's swing sets. There's slides. There's stuff for the kids to do. I mean, there's just, it's all kinds. It's all about family out there, you know, one big happy family. So let's do that. Come on out. You know, it's only $10. Go get a whole day of racing in, you know. If you want to race, the KPX is only $65. You know, I mean, it's very reasonable, you know. So so get out there and have some fun, all right? That's what we're going to do, is have some fun. And Bev, I will see you tomorrow morning. Get some rest tonight. Try not to work too hard.
No, I'm heading that way. As Mama Angie says, peace out.
All right, peace out, man. And, you know, speaking of that, the Sanders, they're just awesome people, too. It was amazing. That first race was the Angie Sander Memorial Race, and that was my first trophy ever. It was very, very, very emotional for me, besides being a race for her. And I mean, when you were talking, I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't even talk on the mic, you know. I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful race to win my first trophy in, you know.
She's out there at the track all the time with us, and hard way too.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I know you were close with all them. So, man, you're just such a blessing to everybody. You know, you really are. You're a great, great lady, and I appreciate you being so cordial to me. I really do. So, I'll see you tomorrow morning, Brian, early. I'm probably gonna be there by 8 o'clock.
All right. See you in the morning.
All right. Okay. Have a great night.
You too. Night.
All right, well, that was Bev, man. I'm not even kidding you guys. She's just a great, great person. I mean, she really is. Great lady. She runs a tight ship. And let's have some fun. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's do that, you know. Come out with the family. Have some fun. All right, this is Hump Day with Harrell. Thanks for hanging out. I will check you guys out.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.